Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Streaming live, too, at TNTRadioEmpire.com in case you're not going to work in your car. Or just go out in the parking lot, sit in your car in your driveway, and listen to the show just so you get out of the house.
Open the garage door. Make sure that's open.
Yeah, we're allowed to leave for 4 or 5 hours a day. Some guy yelled at us the other week about that. We're essential, but you're only there 4.5 hours. I said, I'm so tired of people. I'm thinking, dude, that's when we're essential for 4.5 hours a day. Then we're not essential after that. We have to leave so the building's clear of people. You know, that which makes us essential. Get out of the way for other people. It is what it is.
Not much different than what we were practicing before. For a lot of years.
Exactly.
We practiced getting out of here as quickly as possible.
Mr. Skin is going to phone the program. A lot of people are checking out Skin even more now because we're all stuck home looking at some porn or some Skin.
Yeah, we're down to the...
Pete Lee's going to phone the program too later.
Down to the 8 now.
Yeah.
And Mr. Skin's Whack It Bracket.
The Masturb 8.
What is Wax Off?
You got it.
And you get out to MrSkin.com and vote yourself. You determine the outcome of the Whack It Bracket. Eric Clapton is 75 today.
Happy birthday to Eric.
Yeah.
75.
Hopefully he's being protected.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs Clapton.
Yes.
Not in concert, because that's boring. But we need Clapton.
Hey, I don't agree with that.
I know.
He likes
the Foo Fighters.
He's a god. But the concert was just, he just stood there and played, and he didn't talk to the crowd, and it was just like, okay, I could just put on the album.
Yeah, it was the same show I saw when I saw him in the late 80s.
Yeah.
All right.
Just not a visual spectacular.
No, but it's fun to watch him play.
So happy birthday, Eric, in case you're tuning in, you know.
No debating, he is a god.
Yes.
That's true. Well, I was bummed out when he came here because there's one song in his set list where he would alternate. Something a little different.
You wanted to hear Let It Rain, didn't you?
I really wanted to hear Let It Rain. Yeah, and he had played that the previous night in Calgary or something, so we didn't get to hear Let It Rain.
All right. Alexa's working fine this morning. My dad's checking in.
He's the Alexa checker.
What up, Ed?
Stay safe, Dad. He's in his house.
Is he hunkered down? Who runs the errands? If you got to go get food.
Well, my sister lives with him, too.
Booze.
You know, she's not a spring chicken either. She'd love to hear that right now.
Well, she just did.
And she's my much older sister. I like to call her my much older sister. They're hunkered down now. The family gets it, you know. I think there's one Trumper in the group, but I think they shut him down. The rest of them get it.
Yeah. Amazon employees in Staten Island, New York, plan to walk off the job today because of allegations that Amazon mishandled its response to the ongoing pandemic. They are protesting the company's decision to keep the warehouse open despite news of a confirmed case there last week. Instacart workers also plan to strike today over how the grocery delivery company is handling the pandemic with more people quarantined and ordering from home. They want safety gear and an extra $5 an order to do their job. So those people are going on.
Yeah, Amazon's making more money.
Strike.
I read. So they, the people, if they're going to risk things, they should pass that down to the workers. That sounds crazy.
Probably
I know.
So.
I know it's crazy, but Amazon actually business is up. So I think they're
They're about applying, to get some of my business.
And they're applying to, I guess they're hiring too, but they should pay more.
Have you ordered anything from Amazon?
Not recently.
A ton of stuff.
I do. Yeah, of course I have. Yeah.
Well, no,
my wife does.
Recently, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it coming quickly?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bitch.
The stuff I ordered, it's not essential. It was just some compression pants and not coming for like a month.
Right.
So I wonder if they prioritize things.
I think they have been doing some of that.
Where's that getting made?
China.
Oh, good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Is that factory open?
That's the other thing.
Yeah. They're thinking people already have underwear, Todd. That can last for later. That's a non-essential.
Yeah.
They are non-essential. Underwear is non-essential.
Well.
Although with no toilet paper, it might be essential.
Washing the drawers is essential.
Because your jeans are going to start stanking. Your ass right up against your jeans like that.
There's a lot of stuff open out there that I don't necessarily think is essential.
I know. We're in the middle of the country. Are malls open in New York City? No, they're not. So, like I said, we don't need jeans right now.
But we're not under the same orders.
No, we're not.
Those essential, non-essential things are not kicked in here.
Right. I think you should have to have food. You can buy jeans at Target. They got food.
Yeah, other than
I don't want to shut people down, though, but it's still ridiculous.
And your medicine, I don't know what you'd really consider essential.
Because they're allowing alcohol everywhere. They can even deliver it now.
Okay, well, I consider that essential as well.
Vices can be essential.
Can they deliver you just a Manhattan, like it's already made, and show up with a glass?
Yes. Yeah. In this city, yes.
I know, I saw that.
As long as there's a lid on it.
There's a Mexican restaurant in town that, now that you can serve to-go cocktails,
right.
If you brought a gallon jug container, they would fill it full of margarita mix for you. So we bought a gallon jug container, Chris.
Yeah, you had to add more tequila to that, didn't you?
No.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty heavy pour.
They do a pretty good job.
Yeah, it's not heavy enough for me, I guarantee
you.
So
we got a takeout meal and a gallon of margaritas on that would have been Saturday.
That's nice.
I need three tacos and a gallon of margaritas, please.
Did you have to go back later and order another gallon?
I know, probably should have, but no, the gallon did the trick.
Is that on the menu now? Like, just give me the Todd, that's three tacos and a gallon of margaritas?
Yeah, right.
Just three tacos, too. You can order it a bunch.
Three tacos and a gallon of margaritas.
My son wanted to go through Taco Bell the other night because, you know, he's...
He's a growing boy, man,
and he said he was really hungry.
And growing boy doesn't like Taco Bell?
And then once we were there, I got 12 just for the family, and I spent $36 in the drive-thru at Taco Bell.
Wow.
That's impressive for Taco Bell.
That's what I thought. When she comes back and says that's $36, I said, holy yes.
Yeah.
Because he ordered three or four different meals, basically, and then the tacos on top of it. I'm thinking, that sounds like a bunch, but the 36 really shocked me.
And three tacos.
I would think I would get part ownership at a Taco Bell for $36. When's the last time you spent $36 at a Taco Bell?
Yeah, you got to be ordering for a lot of people.
Yeah, you do.
Including a teenage boy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That sounds crazy.
The last time I ate at a Taco Bell, I was running late for something.
Taco Bell's great.
Right, I wanted some breakfast.
Your chicken tacos are fine, man.
So I got one breakfast burrito for 99 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I spent less than a dollar at Taco Bell the last time I visited.
And the drive-thru is quicker because there's a bunch of people in line, but there's nobody inside. So they're not waiting on anybody inside of these places. Yeah. So that's actually making the drive-thrus a little quicker.
The governor of California says that 170 ventilators delivered by the feds were not working when they arrived. They had that the broken ventilators had to be sent to get fixed.
I saw that.
Perfect.
I saw, who was it? It was the guy, a bald guy on CNN in the afternoons. He tweeted out something pretty funny.
Wolf?
No, I think he's still got
A ball guy on MSNBC. I'm sorry.
Scott Van Pelt.
Allie Velshi.
Scott Van Pelt, yes.
Allie Velshi. CNN.
Apparently Trump tweeted out something.
He's on MSNBC now.
Yeah, MSNBC, yeah. He tweeted out something. Your ventilators are very hard. It's like making a car. And Velshi retweeted and said, no, it's not.
No.
It's not like making a car.
They're different.
They're quicker. you can get them made quicker.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, the good news is that nearly three-quarters of us support a national quarantine. So most of us are on board with hanging out at the house.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm hoping so, too.
Because this is not political. This is just that curve's got to go down.
Well, and as national emergencies go, this is a pretty doable ask.
It is.
Just stay home.
Why don't we do it everywhere?
Why don't
just do it everywhere. The governor of Alabama is being a bitch. And Lieutenant Governor's fighting with her, saying, no, we got to do this. And she said something like, we're not California. What does that mean? What does that mean? You're still a state with human beings in it.
Yeah. Nobody's being asked to leave their family, go across to another country and fight something.
Right.
Just stay the hell home.
Yeah, it just concerns me that we can't all get on the same page.
Three quarters is not enough, though. I mean, it's going to help, but it's not enough.
Right.
Because you're not on Facebook, Craig. And you are.
No, I'm not.
Enjoy that.
You're a lucky man.
I am.
We have to check in on that once in a while.
You'd be scared if you were.
Oh, more scared than you. Yeah. Yeah. More scared than you are. I just tell you what. I read some stuff to you off the air, and I know you want to.
I can't believe it.
Bang your head off. I know you can't believe people are saying that. So yeah, they are. Yeah.
Now, there is some bad news that accompanies the pandemic.
Really? Some?
I haven't heard bad news yet. I'm glad. Everybody's been way too positive about this. We have to warn people. Go ahead.
Thanks for bringing it back down to reality, Craig.
Smoke up your ass.
Well, it has to do with that. Apparently, this pandemic is driving up the price of heroin, meth, and fentanyl.
Man. Even meth?
Meth, huh?
I would think. Meth's doable. Not that I want to be awake. I'd rather be sleeping.
That you could spend more time indoors cooking more meth.
Right.
Mexican cartels are finding it more difficult to find the chemicals they need that are manufactured in China.
That's it. I bet you the cartels are having trouble getting some guns, too, with the borders closed.
According to the New York Post.
Supply chain, even for the cartels.
Yeah, the pandemic has led to a shortage of workers at labs in China used by the cartels.
They're alive and well in Ozark, by the way, the cartel. They're dangerous.
Haven't started it yet.
I ain't spoiling anything. We're all stuck in-house now watching everything now, so... I am not going to be that guy.
Still finishing up the morning show on Apple Plus.
Okay.
Telling you, that might be worth your money.
I have to get Apple Plus then.
Well, yeah, it's like $5.
Okay. I'm not spending any money in restaurants, so I got $5.
Exactly. You know? That's why I broke on that, was signed up for that and Disney Plus.
Yeah, I also figured out I'm not going to spend much money on travel this summer.
No.
Or gas right now.
Gas is cheap right now, but I don't drive.
I filled up on Friday for $1.86.
Yeah.
And this will last me two weeks.
Yeah.
I still have 3/4 of a tank, and I've been home almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I filled mine up just to get a car wash out of it. No, it wasn't free, actually. So I had a half tank, and I filled up the tank, and I don't know why. And I even got my wife's car yesterday to wash it, go through a drive-thru. And there was a half tank. I said, I ain't filling this up because she ain't going anywhere.
Do you have the option to disinfect your car? Can you hit a disinfect button?
Well, I'm inside the car.
Do they have the disinfectant
I don't get out of the
soap?
Car. This is one of those, please. I'm not getting out. No, I think probably the hand-washing guys are, they're not even open, are they?
Oh, I'm guessing not.
Oh, yeah, I hand-wash the cars.
No, not you. I'm talking about the people when they do it for you. Those guys.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
The full-service car wash places.
Yeah, there's too many dudes there.
Yeah, you probably can't get your car detailed in this day and age.
No. But see, that's not, that's like your underwear. It's not essential.
Not essential.
Yeah, but you know what you can do is do it your damn self, because what else you got to do?
I know.
That's what I did on when we were off on vacation there a couple weeks ago. Both of our cars. We took them to the car wash, washed them, brought them home, cleaned everything out, detailed, because I just needed to kill some time.
I'm afraid laziness is going to set in for a lot of people. I know my daughter felt it. She was working on it for a couple days, and she started getting a little lazy. I was a little lazy, too. It's like you have to, when we're not here, because we actually are, unlike most people that are at home, I shouldn't say most, probably in our areas, people are working, I get it, but don't you feel yourself getting a little lazy, and you don't want to do that, you know?
Well, they fired up a live stream at the yoga studio.
Yeah, I realize that. I'm talking about other lazy enough, just sitting down too much. I think like Nick Allen hung his I'm going to give him crap, but I love this line. He took his bikes they have at the house, and he hung them on the ceiling. And he goes, yeah, I'm bike from the ceiling guy now. And just what a great line, because that's just like,
But yeah, you almost have to force yourself to find some sort of routine.
Well, I told my son, you got to do something. I said, so when you get back in your bedroom at night, you'll want to be there, so you got to get out of the bedroom and get away and do other things before you go back in the bedroom and play the video games.
Let's change the scene.
Then you'll feel better if you actually do other things by the time you get into bed. And once again, we're not sacrificing like where there's rations out there, like in World War II. We're sacrificing on the couch. I realize there's homeless people and some people in bad shape, but most people were sacrificing on the couch.
Well, like last night, my wife said something about next weekend she wants to, you know, try to clean out some stuff in the basement. She's like, so that's what I'm going to be doing next weekend. I said, well, I can't help?
Yeah.
Like, I need something to do, too.
That's true, yeah. But then you might want to,
Look, seriously, if it'll kill a couple hours, I mean,
that's
in.
It.
Yeah.
I mean,
kill some hours.
I wish you could have come
about
over.
Craig's about to yell at us, because we're saying we're bored.
No, I got a little gym area in the basement there, and I mopped the floor the other day.
All right.
I'm usually not much of a mopper. That was my project, one of my projects over the weekend. Right. And then we got a park close by, so walk the dogs a lot.
Yeah.
A couple times a day we took the dogs out, because it was nice.
They ever just look at you and go, no. I'm done.
Oh, no. They always
forget it.
I love, I've been seeing this, which I think is pretty cool. And I see more people walking. I walk all the time. Now everybody's taking up the hobby. And I see more people in my neighborhood. If they're just neighbors and they're walking together, they're walking 6 feet apart. And if they live together, they're walking beside each other. Because, you know, my wife and I walk and with the kids, and we all live in the same house. So, you know, you can do that. You can't be shamed from that. See, but there's a golf course in my neighborhood, too. And I saw four guys walking carrying their bags. I'm thinking, good for them. Of course, the cup's up in the air. The ball hits that. Then I saw four guys, at least in their 60s, riding two carts. I'm guaranteeing those guys aren't brothers. They ain't living together. What are they doing, man? What are they doing?
See, that's the
advantage. Aren't we supposed to be in this together?
Walking around the neighborhood, that's the advantage of not knowing your neighbors. You don't have to worry about trying to distance yourself from you know, we're all going to walk together.
No, you don't. Well,
I don't know you people anyway.
Nobody's walking together. I see people that actually are together walking, but they're walking 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
We did have a driveway happy hour in the neighborhood last night, and we hosted the driveway happy hour. Mm-hmm. So there were eight people. And
that's too many.
Everybody had their little square.
6 feet apart?
Yep. We were at least 6 to 8 feet
apart. Did they all walk
apart
in your house to go to the bathroom?
No.
Cause that's the key.
Pee in the yard. It's fine.
Because people coming over. I mean, if you hang with your neighbors, they can walk back to their own house to go to the bathroom.
That's what they did.
It defeats the purpose if you're all hanging together, all going in the same house,
or walk back to their own house to get
take
another
a big
beer.
Old dump. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody went in anybody's house. Just sat out there in the driveway.
We went to pick up some food last night. We drove driving back into our neighborhood. I saw some people just sitting in their garage having dinner.
I mean, I saw
like
two.
Just, yeah, change of scenery.
Yeah, I just saw two dudes sitting in like you know those chairs you have at picnics. You do kind of you know whatever those chairs.
The bag chairs.
Yeah, basically two bag chairs, and we were walking, and they're both dudes in their 40s or 50s, and they were sitting in the driveway. One of them must have been a neighbor, and it's so funny to see people so far apart talking to each other, having a beer. It just looked really. Normally you think, why aren't those guys anywhere close together?
It makes just, perfect sense.
It does
now.
Make sense now, right? Weird, man. Yeah, I'm never going to shake hands again. So
sure you are.
No, I'm not.
No, that's going to go by the wayside.
No.
Tyler's just going to be a hugger from now on.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, that's not going to happen either. I also saw a guy walking with a girl, and they're both young and attractive people, and she was really hot. But they were walking 6 feet apart talking. I'm thinking, he's not banging that. I'm thinking that. Oh, man, because I'm thinking if he's into this, they should be hanging out. But they're walking 6 feet apart. I'm pretty sure they were together. I'm thinking, too bad for that. I mean, I just said right there, you must not be banging that.
Yeah, he might be lucky.
No, he wouldn't have been lucky. She was hot.
Yeah, he might be lucky.
You show me a hot chick walking 6 feet away from you, you're banging. I'll show you a guy tired of that. Is that what you're trying to say? whatever that means.
Something like that, yeah. You don't know.
No, I didn't
follow that
again.
At all.
It might have been.
I didn't really mean anything.
No idea what happened.
Been his choice. Authorities also fear that the pandemic can result in a shortage of federal agents on both sides of the border. Which would, that's just anarchy then. Everybody and their brother just walking across both ways.
Yeah, that's really going to harm us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We got to get rid of the immigrants.
New Hampshire man apparently responded to a request to turn down his music poorly. Manchester police say that a neighbor visited the home of 47-year-old Ben Leyland and asked him to turn down his tunes. The neighbor says Mr. Leyland grabbed a 2.5-foot sword and began to chase him down the street.
A sword, really?
Yeah.
That'll distance you from that guy.
The neighbor got away without any injuries, but now Mr. Leyland has been charged with criminal threatening.
So, was this a recent story?
Yeah.
Man.
What, you think I'm going back to the 1700s
No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant, are people... trying to run towards somebody during the pandemic with a sword. You know?
Well, if you got a sword, you're going to run towards somebody.
Apparently, there's some audio out there of some dude on his balcony singing in New York and some guy leaning out his balcony saying, shut the F up.
That's New York.
That's New York. I love it. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.